like lost my virginity. So what, I like
when you were 14,
15, my mind shifted.
Oh, that's pretty young. She was younger or older?
She was older. She was 18. And
so you were a freshman. She was a senior.
Yeah.
Cougar. Today's episode is sponsored by Stockel Dreamery, the most delicious vegan cheese on the market. We got original smoked paprika and chili, garlic and herbs, and I'll tell you what, guys, this is the best vegan cheese you'll have. Don't forget the cheddar melt. Enjoy the episode.
Here we are on beautiful Jones Street. You saw
that, Jones. All the way from the Upper East Side, but also Florida. Yeah. Julian Maldonado walking in the studio right now, dude. Get in here, dude. We start pretty quick, and it's a wet one out there. Tell you that. We got some delicious tap water for you here. That New York City tap, bro. And you know what? My dad lives in. Let's see if you can get those. People usually have a tough time with this. Yeah, there you go. Next move. All right, dude. So people, my dad lives in Florida. Hello, how you sounding? Cool.
How we doing?
Boom. Julian, what's up, buddy? Dude, so my dad lives in Florida, and anytime I go down there, I just forget that you can't, like, put your neck under the tap and just start drinking.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get more dehydrated.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Yeah, the water here, I guess. My family's from New York, so I grew up in Florida. Uh-huh. With like New Yorkers just bragging about, oh, water's better.
People actually talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I knew about it.
But yeah, a luxury that we don't appreciate as much when we're here, and as opposed to like going to other places. Like if you go to Mexico, you know, you drink that water, you legitimately get sick. Countries too. I'm not just singling out Mexico, but like, yeah, New York City, we're spoiled by the tap, man.
Yeah, I've heard that it's getting worse within recent years.
What, the New York City tap?
Yeah. Is that true?
They say that there's some sort of like chemicals in the tap and like the stream that's just like controlling our brain, like fluoride. That would be a great way to, like take over the world.
Yeah, slowly put like little particles in the water.
Yeah, you know, because nobody wants to spend, what, $3 a day on water. Like, what are you supposed to get?
Yeah.
I guess you could get a filter. But
I have a Brita filter, and I'm very proud of it. Yeah, every time I have someone come over, like, leave this.
So you fill it up.
I fill it up.
Bro. You single?
Yeah.
That's impressive, bro. Like, if I was a chick, I came over to your house, you had the Brita filled to the brim, ready to go.
You know what's funny? I have a lot of stuff in my house because I was in a relationship. And my ex-girlfriend had bought, like, everything. So she bought the Brita. Yeah.
Okay, dude. Okay, so you grew up in Florida, went to Florida State,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep,
FSU. But what part of Florida are we from?
So I'm from, like, a town called Port Orange.
Yeah, where's that?
Next, have you ever heard of New Smyrna Beach?
No.
Okay. You know Daytona Beach?
Yeah.
The infamous Daytona Beach, the spring break.
Yeah.
So I'm like maybe 15, 20 minutes from Daytona Beach. So I kind of grew up around that.
That's north-ish?
Yeah, that's kind of like central-ish on the east side.
Okay. I was down
like an hour from Orlando.
Okay. I was down in St. Pete and Tampa, and I had never been to that area of Florida before, but people just always talk. Anybody from the area, I guess, of Miami would talk so much shit about other parts of Florida, but went to Tampa and St. Pete, and bro, it was beautiful.
It is very beautiful. Amazing.
But how was the town you grew up in? Was it beautiful? Would you describe it?
You know what? It's on the come up. It's very, it was, you know, this is very easy. It's like, what's that thing with the hillbillies chew?
Oh, tobacco.
Right.
Chewing tobacco.
Chewing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like easily now people are that
doing zins, right?
Like yes,
packs.
So it could easily be that.
But then you cross like the road and it's nicer,
dude. And yeah, now there's all these brunch spots that are open for 3 hours a day.
Right.
It's like on the come up, and I don't know. I don't like it because now it's like all these people. Like I go home to visit, and it's just like all these people. I'm like, I don't know you. Why are you in my town?
Infiltrating your town.
Yeah, because it takes the peace away from it. You know. Like like there's a lot of traffic now and like there's more just like more chaos. Like it was a nice, like you don't know the town. I just said it's Portland, but now everyone's like moving there. So it's like, we don't have like that same, it's not as easy to get around anymore. Cause like everybody's just like in the way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Two questions. I want to, maybe they're related to that, but have you heard of this new resort that they've built in Orlando where they have, well, you said you're from like an hour from Orlando.
Yeah, I know Orlando.
So how many times have you been to Orlando? Like you go to Disney World at all?
Yeah.
You went there a few times?
I was a big Islands of Adventure. What's we were big Islands of Adventure Universal, like okay. Universal. We were a big Universal family.
Okay.
I think I went to Disney once or twice.
Okay. So they built this huge resort pretty close to Disney.
Yeah.
And they just made like an enormous, I think it's like an 8-acre lagoon type pool with beach yeah. around it, but it's like right in the center of the town. Yeah. And I was also going to ask, how is the flooding, if there is any, in Port Orange? Like, I know it's probably like once or twice a year, it's really bad. You know, like you'll get the yeah. those storms, but is everything pretty good? Like people are like buildings are being built.
Your house could get fucked up. Your house could get fucked up. If it was like, if it was like geographically just like on a hill or something.
Yeah.
Or like at the bottom of a hill, there's been a lot of people that
I saw yeah. pretty recently that this family spent like millions of dollars for a house on the beach in Jupiter. And then like a week before they were about to move in, like the beach just ate up all, and then like dude, right up to the columns.
Beach houses. Scary. Beach houses are.
I really wonder what's going to happen down there.
Well, people fall in love with the fantasy of like, oh, living on the beach, which is, it is nice because you are on the beach, but it, like the maintenance of a beach house is.
Bro,
my dad does pest control and like,
okay.
Like it's houses on the beach have like so many different types of bugs. Like you would never know about it. You know, I don't know what they're called. I don't do
you don't even know about it.
But this like so many, like
water bugs. Requires,
stuff like that, yeah. I mean, I don't know the names.
Yeah.
Well, like, bro, because there's probably
iwis.
Yeah, well, there's... I would call it iwis,
that's
too.
That's an iwi.
But there's also probably different species that just form, like, every month.
Yeah, dude. Water moccasins. Oof. Water moccasins. I'm so scared of snakes, bro.
Dude, me too.
I can't... I, like, bitch out when I see snakes. I'm like...
Wait, but who wouldn't? Snakes are scary.
I know, but I bitch out in a way that's, like, I shouldn't be because I see them so much.
My dad lives in Miami, and he lives in an apartment building.
Okay.
Which I would think for, like, anybody who's going to be buying anything in Florida for, like, the next at least 20 years until we figure out what is actually going to happen with climate change. Like, it's just tough to buy a house down there with the natural disasters and, having to deal with the old maintenance of the house.
And everyone moved down there after
a lot of New York people.
Yes.
Yeah. Where were you for that?
I was there. I was still in Florida.
Okay.
So when COVID hit, I was about to graduate college.
No. Yeah, so you didn't graduate. Graduate in person.
I graduated on fucking Zoom. I had like bad internet connection.
Really?
They like buffered over my Zoom. Steven. Like I didn't even.
Do you guys have like an after party with your boys? Like you drinking solo cups? Yeah.
Not even my boys. Zoom? Not even my, cause I was back home. Like I was so. Our online graduation was like 4, 5, 6 months delayed from the actual date it was supposed to be.
So it happened in like October. Home.
So I was just like with my family. Like it was a regular day. I had like my aunt come over, but it wasn't we're going out tonight and celebrate.
Did your dad have a lot of work at that particular time? Because people were probably noticing more things in their house, right?
The thing with Florida is that COVID wasn't real in Florida.
We were all thinking
it didn't affect business.
He said it. We were thinking it.
People were like, you don't got to come over to my house. It's fine. You just go ahead and kill old bug for me.
people talk like that in that part of Florida?
Yeah.
You're saying
it's a mixture.
Like, right. It's like different side of the street.
Yeah. It's a Florida mixture. And then you'll get like New Yorkers too. Like it's Florida. There's this stigma of Florida being like this whole Southern place, but like there's so much, like there is a lot of different types of cultures down there, but they're all like, I don't know, like kind of ignorant in their own way as well. Like the most ignorant people of your culture will go to Florida.
Yeah.
Because you can do that types.
There. Yeah. How was your high school experience down there?
High school was cool. I enjoyed, I went to high school thinking it was going to be like High School Musical. That was
Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens.
I was waiting to get like that big, like community and stuff. And it was cool. I was falling in love with like basketball, trying to be like I wrote in my notebook in my freshman year, I was like, I'm going to make the NBA.
So
yes.
So you started freshman year, hopefully high school or no?
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't make the team because of political reasons.
Oh, they don't want Puerto Ricans in the team?
Yeah, that's what they said to me. He's like, honestly, you're really, really good. He said, you're really, really good. But, and you have the height at 5'11". You have the height that we're looking for.
But I can see you being a really fast guard though.
I was, Ted, I didn't have any really particular good things at my basketball game.
But why did you write that in your notebook then?
Because that's how delusional I was. I was just but like, I'll just keep practicing.
Right.
I wasn't aware of like, wow, I really am not like, I was fine. I could ball. I could hoop.
Did you have a hoop still in the backyard?
Yeah.
At your house?
Yeah. And like, it wasn't anything like that, but like, I didn't realize how like, I'm nowhere near this level. I was like, I'll get there which I guess is good for determination.
But you did. Well, it is. But you did play high school basketball.
Well, no.
Did you try out at least?
I tried out. Yeah, I got cut.
Okay, wait. You got cut freshman year. What happened sophomore year?
I was so good at basketball. I ran track. That's how that worked.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, I was saying you were fast. What event did you do in track?
I did hurdles. I did hurdles in track.
How many meters?
I did 300 meter hurdles and then 110 hurdles.
300 meters?
Dude, I wasn't athletic, man.
They have that event? Not 400?
Yeah, 400 is college.
Or 200? Oh.
And then 200 is without hurdles and then 300 meter is with hurdles. But my little brother who's in high school now, Jesus Christ.
He's a good athlete?
He was 4 years old yesterday.
What do you mean he was? Oh, yeah. Right,
how many
right,
kids
right.
do you have?
Right. Hopefully none.
Right. Get some emails.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Dude, no. So he ran 400 meter hurdles like last week, just starting. I don't know why they did that. I don't know what's going on with the high school.
Yeah. So they were going with my method, but yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay. But he's quick. He's what year is he?
Freshman. Just started.
Is he going to get a full track scholarship?
I don't know. Honestly, I hope not.
If he's got that, why?
Because
you didn't get one?
Yeah. No. I swear to God, if they're better than me, I have three younger siblings.
Oh,
no,
okay.
But like, honestly, not being good at sports made me do better in school because my focus was then pushed to academics, and that's how I got into FSU and stuff. And like, I did like the medical program and
whoa.
It like, you know, whereas like a lot of people who did sports were so focused with sports, their grades weren't really. And I would want my younger siblings to be good at academics more so than sports.
Bro, but your family must have been fired up because like going to FSU, you probably paid in-state tuition unless you got a scholarship, right?
We got like a Florida scholarship. I did the IB program.
International Bachelor.
Yes, that's correct. I'm always surprised by people knowing what that is.
Because they had that in the city, like where I grew up, but I never took those classes. Those were way too hard.
Yeah, so I took those classes. And it came
that's like one step above AP, right? Or is it kind of similar?
I wouldn't even say it's a step. It's a step above AP because of what the reward is. But like the rigor, I would say is the same. Like, you know, the AP and the IB kids would beef. But really, it's like we're both just like equal stories. And
what you guys story. Be like one, you'd be like one class is harder than the other, or one style class is harder.
Yeah, yeah. We would just be like studying harder.
Did you ever want to leave the state to go to college though, or you were kind of set on staying in Florida because there's so many colleges there?
Yeah,
that you can get like a state kind of tuition.
I would have loved to come to New York, but the IB only fits in Florida. I think so.
You mean like Florida IB programs only?
I could
would
be wrong.
Only transfer to Florida.
I could be wrong.
Well, what were some of the reasons you didn't leave Florida?
I also had like my parents paid for like they had this program like when I was like when you're born you can like put a little bit of money and then that adds up. So my parents like helped me.
But you have to stay in Florida if they do that.
But yeah, and that was, what's that called? It's like the Florida.
That sounds like a scam. The Florida scam.
The Florida scam. That's what it's
Jesus.
Called.
Jesus. As soon as you're born, the state's like, oh yeah, in 20 years, you can go to college here, but you got to pay us $500.
So that's why I stayed in Florida, but I did want to come to New York.
Yeah.
And then I came to New York after Florida, after college. Like I said, my family's from New York, so I've always wanted to come up here to try the tap water. So,
Florida State sports programs are really good.
Yeah, they are. A lot of D1 athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you boys with any of them or what?
No.
Or maybe like friends with any of the girls? No. It's a huge school. So,
I was going to be a doctor. That's what I was in school for.
Let's talk about that. What happened? What, my best friend is a urologist. For those of you who don't know,
oh, sweet.
Julian, whip out your John. No, it's a penis doctor. Yeah, he's doing it.
The belt.
But yes, what type of doctor? Or you don't even know until you turn like 28.
Dude, that's it's crazy. Thing. They're like, yeah, you turn 18 and they're like, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? You're 18.
Right.
I want to be a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I figured it out like 2 years ago. Yeah, right.
I want to fucking be a million. So I was like, yeah, on the road of like, I'll go to med school and become a surgeon and go into plastics because that makes the most money because I'm 19 and that's what I'm thinking about.
So you think about being a plastic surgeon?
And then I was reading up on it. I studied a lot and I shadowed a lot of doctors and I did a lot of research.
While you were in college, you did this?
While I was in college, and that's how I knew. Like, I was like, I don't want to do that. Every time I would go talk to a doctor, it was always like, yeah, you know, this is what I do. And, you know, sometimes I see my kids. So,
but what was the turnoff for you? And then what
that they're that. Like lifestyle.
It was just like too much like, work.
Not even too much work. I was like, none of these doctors seem happy. And that was like a big stigma with you should really only go to med school if you care about medicine. You like you're fascinated by it. And I was not. I was literally going to do it for money because I thought that's what you should do.
Because it's such a long journey before you even start making money.
Latino,
like you really, being a doctor, you correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't really even start making like six figures until you're,
dude, yeah,
what, 32, 33?
Lucky. If you're lucky.
I mean, which is like, yeah, if you're 32, 33, you start making six figures, but you have to pay back all that money too. So you're probably not even clearing that money until you're like 40 years old.
Yep, exactly. And then you got to go to like, just depending on what type of surgeon, like how complex that, you know, profession is, you have to do more years of residency. So every doctor studies different amounts, you know.
So when did you make the decision that you wanted to act and do stand up?
Yeah. Well, I was just, I always loved comedy. I was always, but like, I always thought like comedy was like something that's like, yeah, we would all love to be funny, huh? But then you realize it's like, no, like that's like something I'm passionate about. Like I was passionate about it without like really knowing it. I was always into comedy. And then I was really big into like the social comedy, like YouTube and stuff, like the skits on YouTube. So I started getting into that and I started like writing my own skits. I started doing that first before stand up. So I would write some skits and then I would like film them and put them on YouTube. And then I was like, let me try doing this thing. Like I didn't even process what stand-up was. I was like, let me try doing stand-up. They had like a stand-up night at the school. And I did that.
At FSU.
At FSU. And that was fine. That was fun. And then another comic was like, hey, you should come do comedy over here, which is at this bar called Bird's Aphrodisiac Oyster Shack in Tallahassee. Shout out Bird's.
Quite the name.
I know. Took me 3 years to get it down. It's really just the word aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
But another comic just pulled me over and like really just kind of introduced me to that scene. And then from there, I just like took off. I just started doing, I fell in love with stand up. And ever since then, you know, I like kind of stopped doing sketches too much, you know, but I kind of just, I don't know. I just tried it. And then I realized, I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then with acting, I was like, I really like acting too. I like being creative with the acting decisions and stuff. I took like acting classes and as I was at FSU taking like pre-med courses, and then I would like slip in like an acting class. So I'd be like, everyone in there was like, part of the theater school.
Yeah, that was like me in college too. That's okay. Like something that I would do.
What was your major in college?
Journalism.
Oh,
so cool. I had like my own show like at UCTV. I went to UConn.
Yeah.
So I had like my own show at Connecticut, but I was on the Tennessee team for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And during that time I was like, this program is really not that great. We were like the bottom of the barrel for Division One. And like, I always wanted to play Division One tennis. Like that was my dream. And it was kind of a situation where, dude, I was homeschooled 9th grade to play tennis. And like, I thought I was going to go pro too. Like if I had written it down, like I would have written that down too.
Sure.
Like, I even asked my mom, I remember one time I asked my mom, I was like, mom, if I'm top 10 in the country by the time I'm 18 years old, could I go pro for a year? She was like, absolutely. Turned out I didn't. I was top 10. I mean, I just started, when I was 12 years old, I made the decision between baseball and tennis, and I was like MVP in my little league when I was 12 for baseball. Mm-hmm. And I just really liked the independence of tennis, and I started playing tennis way more. But the difference between like tennis and baseball is that like tennis is a sport where there are kids in Eastern Europe who have been on the court every single day since they're 3 years old with their tennis coach dad, you know, like hitting 1,000 balls a day. Yeah. And then by the time they're 12 years old, like they're on a different level. And then they're turning pro when they're 17 or 18.
Yeah.
And baseball, which maybe looking back on something, maybe that's something I should have stuck with. But I mean, you know, I wasn't really passionate about baseball. But the more like team aspect, you can get better with other kids. But like tennis is just so independent.
And it's like,
you know, and I really like that.
And they kind of breed them.
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of breed them.
I did baseball
as well, but you know, I was pretty bad at baseball.
Yeah, I was gonna ask for a Latino, what are other sports that you played, middle school or high school?
Really, I mean, basketball was my main shit. I was really into basketball, and then I did baseball like a little bit, and then I stopped doing baseball. So I crushed it in basketball rec league, and then you couldn't see me in flag football.
Wait, what? In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way.
Wait, but did you play tackle football ever?
No, my parents were not
like too, dude. Well, I grew up in the city, so like that wasn't even an option.
You know what's so
but
funny?
But I played during recess. What?
My dad would like roughhouse with us so much. Like, I'm getting cereal and he like will come around and, like bear hug us and shit.
Yeah.
But then when it came to like sports, he's like, you're not playing tackle football. I'm not seeing my kid on a stretcher, which I get that.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's so, because parents either feel exactly like that or kids are playing football at like 6 years old. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't really understand.
People told me I should play football. I remember when I tried out for, this is so funny. I tried out for basketball, didn't know that I was going to get cut. Like we had just finished the tryouts, you know, I'm like, yeah, that was good. That was nice. I dribbled the ball for three times. And then I was talking to the coach after. He's like, yeah, you'd be good at football.
I wonder why. Yeah. Maybe just like your routes were good.
Maybe it's because like when I dribble, I would just run into the kids.
Right, right. You'd like tuck the ball under your arm and just
stiff arm everyone. No
skills. I'm just like, I actually did that one time in the rec league. I got mad and I just kind of bulldozed by somebody.
Bro, but I bet being in football, there were probably a lot of kids that you knew that were like really good at basketball and football, right?
Yeah.
Did you know anyone who like went D1 or maybe went pro? Or like kids who were really good in high school?
I probably do. I don't honestly, dude, I didn't keep up with them after high school.
How big were those high school sporting events? Like how many kids went to your school and then like Friday night?
They were
night
bringing
lights.
Them in from other school, from other cities.
To your high school?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had a really good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many kids, people were in the arena for like a basketball game on a Friday night? And then football.
There were a couple games because we had rivalries, you know. We had like rival schools.
So like a few thousand maybe? Like,
you know, Vince Carter.
Of course.
Vince Carter's high school is Mainland High School. And yeah. My high school is Spruce Creek. And so we have kind of like a rivalry.
No way. Where
we're trying to keep up with Mainland.
For those of you who don't know Vince Carter, one, Google it. And yeah, 2000 slam dunk champion. Was that it? That was yeah. The craziest dunk contest of all time. Bro, yeah. Did you catch this all past All-Star weekend? Crazy switch.
I watched
subject.
A little bit. Dude, I felt
212 to 185 was the final score, guys. And everybody was talking shit about 212. People are talking shit about how it's just like gone down the drain because the top guys weren't competing in the... People blame LeBron for not ever doing the dunk contest. Because back in the day, it was like Michael Jordan, yeah. Dr. J, Vince Carter, and like the premier dunkers would do it. And then the premier shooters. And then the All-Star game was more competitive. And now it's just like they're playing at 30% effort, which I semi get because they're not getting any money for it. They don't want to get hurt. And because if they get hurt, they're going to lose, you know, the rest of their salary for the season. Uh-huh. So they got to put some incentive towards it. Maybe give like $1 million to the charity of the winning team's choice, something like that. But we got to fix the All-Star game,
like
which they've
a
had
shoe
in
deal or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Something.
That's a big incentive. Like then someone get a shoe deal off of a dunk contest.
I'm sure. Well, this guy, Mac McClung, who's won it the past 2 years, or maybe not the past 2 years, but he's won it. He's in the G League. And they've had the All-Star game in Orlando a few times.
Right.
Do you ever go to Orlando Magic games?
Yeah, I went to the Orlando Magic games a lot. As a kid, my dad would take us to like the Tuesday games or Wednesday games or whatever. That was fun. I fell off of basketball. I really fell off.
Like, when did you? But what was it? Yeah, what was
high
it?
High school, man.
But between writing in your notebook that you wanted to be a baller. And falling off. How many years is that? Bro, when you were a kid, like who could blame you, man?
Yeah, I was 13,
kids
14.
Don't know anything.
Starting high school, I was 14.
Like the only way.
And I got into a relationship, I like lost my virginity. So what? I like
when
my,
you were 14?
15. My mind
Yo,
shifted.
Yo, that's pretty young. She was younger or older?
She was older. She was 18. And so I was like, I'm going to make the NBA. But
wait, and that was your girlfriend for a little bit?
That was my girlfriend for a little bit.
So you were freshman, she was a senior?
Yeah.
Cougar.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wow. How long did that relationship last?
Like 3 years, 4 years. Yeah.
She went to FSU?
It was cool. No, she didn't. She went to a different school. We broke up like when she went to a different school. So.
But
I got a lot of hype. I got a lot of hype from the basketball team that I was not on. Because she was a cheerleader on the.
You're a legend. You were a freshman. She's a senior and you're dating a cheerleader. Bruh.
It was but then I wasn't playing. I got cut from the team. I was like playing a whole different sport, running track.
Yeah, but you thought you were gonna go pro, or you said you were gonna go pro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I lost that motive after
you broke up.
No. So I wrote I'm gonna go pro, I was a virgin. And then I got into a relationship, lost my virginity, and kind of like lost the whole motive to like grind in basketball.
Isn't that messed up how a relationship?
But it's because I wasn't on the team though either, so like my confidence was fucking shattered.
Yeah, but
like,
Michael Jordan didn't make that
dude team. I told myself that, but then when you're a senior in high school and you're still cut, you can't hang on to that excuse.
I guess that's true.
But dude, I'm really glad I didn't make the basketball team because it brought me to like my studies got better.
What was your GPA in high school?
I don't remember. Good enough to like get into college, I guess.
What other schools did you get into in Florida?
I got into all the schools except UF, except University of Florida, the Gators, which is a big rivalry between UF and FSU.
Yes.
All of my friends got into UF. All of my friends got into UF.
They had better grades.
That's not true. One of my friends, a couple of my friends got into FSU as well. But it felt like all my friends got into UF. And that was like the first time I cried. Like,
over something like that.
Wait, but you didn't want to go to like UMiami? I guess it's private school, too expensive.
I didn't apply to UMiami, actually.
Oh.
We call it UM. That felt weird saying
not UMiami. Not the U. I guess you, I'm sure.
You can call it the U. I think when you get in, you call it the U.
Sure.
But and then when you're yeah.
Yeah, bro.
UM.
I wanted to transfer there.
Okay.
At some point, but I mean, I wasn't going to play tennis. Yeah. So I was like, I was like locked in on playing tennis.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I didn't go because like it's just staying close to the city, I think made me realize proximity to New York was important to me.
Yeah.
At that particular time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think I was like, when I was younger, I was just trying to do stuff for the wrong reasons. Like I wanted to be a basketball player because like, oh, they're famous and rich. That sounds like a cool lifestyle.
But you wanted to be a doctor because they were rich too.
Yeah. And that's neither of those career paths were, you know, the right reason to get into.
Yeah.
You know, comedy, like I love comedy. I love the community of comedy. I loved like doing a set and then hanging out with comics after. And I love like the bond that we have with each other.
Yeah, I felt that last night too, like especially. I don't know what it was. Like we had, you know, a solid show. Julian was on the show that we did last night.
Yeah,
that was comedy fun. Shop. That was fun.
You can go there by yourself and then just run into like 15.
Like you didn't even have to be on a show.
Yeah.
You can just go and hang.
It's the best, dude.
The best. There's really no.
It's not like as nasty competitive as sports can get. Like playing basketball, I had friends, you know, that we would all play basketball, but then there were other kids that I was like, okay, if they're like better than me, then I don't want to.
They would like talk shit.
Yeah, a lot of that shit too.
You don't really do.
And comedy can get cliquish as well, sometimes,
right?
But it's not really
definitely not as much as sports.
Yeah, we check egos in comedy because you bomb.
everyone bombs.
Yeah,
when it's like, you know, there's a. If you talk about like comparing it to basketball or whatever, you know, there's like the blue chip recruit, and then there's like a 2-star recruit, and like those kids don't really hang.
I compare basketball and comedy all the time.
Oh yeah?
All the time. It's the same thing to me. Like if I'm going up on stage and I'm working like a new joke, if it doesn't work, I'm like, I just missed the jump shot. I'll take the jump shot again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Or like I'm working like a specific type of delivery style.
Yeah, like you were telling me last night at the end of your set.
You were just shooting
a jump shot.
I like completely forgot like what I was even saying. It wasn't like I messed up the tag, but I knew what I was saying. I checked out.
Do you eat before shows?
No, I can't. I'll snack. Maybe I'll have like a granola bar, but I won't eat
a dinner. Soon before?
I'll have a snack like maybe an hour before. Like if it's if I'm hungry and
people
it's painful.
We don't talk about that as much as comedians. But dude, I never eat. Like some days I like won't eat until after the show. Like the whole day.
Did you ever have like a bad experience where you ate and then you went on stage?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, where like I've eaten and dude, I haven't smoked weed in like 3 weeks, which is the longest I've gone since like high school. Yeah. Oh. But sometimes where I would like maybe smoke 2 hours before and then like eat an hour before and dude, I just like feel like my energy's all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
My mind is like focused on breaking down my food.
Yeah, exactly.
It's high, it's moving slower.
Even like you get like tired. It's easy to be like tired when you're
groggy
when you're like digesting food. But yeah, I don't like to alter my state at all. Like I don't smoke or drink or I drink. Sometimes I'll drink before I go on stage. I'm trying to like stop doing that. Cause like I'll go up on stage and I'm like, I feel fine. And then I'm like,
it's very specific too to like each comedian. Like you'll see like, I mean, guys who are killing it right now, guys like Shane Gillis, like he has a White Claw or even a Bud Light, like on stage when he's doing like, I don't think I could do that.
I know.
I've never really tried it.
I aspire. I don't really try.
I want to be like that one day.
Yeah. But I'm not really into thinking about what that would be like.
Yeah. I try to like, I'll bring water up on stage.
Yeah, like you and I last night, dude.
Yeah.
I was on stage last night. I was hosting the show and I thought that I had left my water on the stool. And like after I got off stage, I was like, oh no, did I like leave the water on stage?
Yeah.
And then Julian drank it. I was like, bro, did I leave that water there? Luckily I didn't. But
No, I try to, and I was proud of myself for taking that break to drink water. Cause I'll bring water on stage and I'll never touch it.
Yeah. The other night I did. I felt good too about it. Cause it's like, you know, when you control the room being like, and like embrace that silence, that's super freaking powerful.
Yes.
When you can do that, just take like 3 to 5 seconds.
One time I was doing a show in Florida and in New Smyrna where they're, you know, very like
in
Southern
what?
In New Smyrna.
Oh, okay.
And it's very, you know, very Southern demographic. And the comics were like bombing, like they weren't being funny. And so like the audience was pissed and they had every right to be because they were paying like a lot of money to go to a comedy show and like the comics were just like not doing
well. Was it a weekend?
Yeah, it was Saturday night. And so the audience is like heckling, and like there's one guy that's like literally being like, not funny, like just yelling. And so I was like, all right, this is gonna be a rough time. But I brought my water on stage and I made fun of them a little bit, and I won them over. And I wonder if like me taking sips of water showed like control and showed like professionalism.
It must have.
That they like were like, okay, we're in good hands.
It must have.
Cause the more I got into that set, the more I like chilled out, the better like the set went, you know? Cause the other comics that were not doing bad or that were doing bad and getting heckled were getting worse. Like, you know, they just start getting more nervous and start shaking. So like they, you know, audiences like smell that shit on you.
And when you have more time available on stage, I think that's when it works the best. Yeah. When you can just like take the time that you need on stage. Sometimes maybe more difficult for comics if, you know, we're doing only like 8 to 10 or 12 minutes. But then when you're going up there and doing an extended set, it's really just like valuable to take that time.
Yeah, that was like, I think 16. I think I was wearing this shirt when I did that set.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so maybe they're like, he's in a cool shirt.
Do you have a picture from that?
I have a clip. Posted it. Yeah, you want to say?
I don't know
if there's anything.
Wait. We can pop it up right here, but we won't put the audio.
So I'll just later. Show us the visuals of it.
Let's pop it up right here. Are you going to send it to me after? We're going to show it right
now. Yeah. Well, all right. I'll send it to you after. So we'll just.
Yeah. Send it to me. So your childhood, you have three younger siblings. Wow. I have two younger siblings as well.
Three and one older.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, how old is your older?
He's 10 years older than me.
Woo. Yeah. And it's all from the same parents?
Same dad. Same dad. My older brother is from my dad's girlfriend when he was younger. When I was like 16, 17, when he had a kid.
Whoa.
Is that a foreign concept? That's like in the Latino community.
Yeah, dude, what do you mean? Yeah.
Oh, really? 16, 17? That's so funny. I feel used to that shit.
Right, but I feel like, especially now, like I couldn't see myself having a kid right now.
I'm
32.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I would not want to have a kid right now.
Yeah.
But I think it's also because like the more we're aging as like a society, it's like guys and girls are having kids at a later time.
Well, you know, dude, I mean? we're like more in tone with like.
Are you ready to have a kid?
No. That's not even funny.
Yeah.
No way. I'm still a kid.
Yeah. What are you, 26, 27?
25.
Yeah.
I'll be 26 in May.
Mm-hmm.
But no, dude, I think our generations are getting just more in tone of like, all right, we don't need to have kids, and there's more of like focus on your career. Also, like, it's harder to have a kid now, like financially, because of inflation. It's hard to have a home and start a family, you know. Kids are getting cut from JV basketball.
Yeah. I thought varsity. Well, JV too.
It wasn't even varsity. It was JV. gosh, I didn't even want to. That was bad.
But what made you, or when did you rather, when did you leave Florida?
2 years ago. 2 years ago. I've been up here for 2 years. I left, was it 2021, 22? Like the end of 21 or the beginning of 22. So I just hit like 2 years and some change.
And you love New York, bro.
I love New York, man. I just walked by, this dude had like the whitest teeth I've ever seen in my life. Like, his hair was platinum blonde and his teeth were whiter than that.
You think they were real teeth?
I think they were real, but I think they like spray painted them or whatever.
Wait, he was like smiling at you or what?
He was just talking, and that them shit stood
and
out.
And you saw them while you were walking by? Who was he talking
to? I saw them from my peripheral.
Who was he talking to?
He was just talking to somebody. I don't know, but it was like, I mean, the whitest teeth I've ever seen. I mean, they looked really bad.
Oh, okay. They had platinum white hair?
Yeah.
I can't imagine those are real. Or like too much whitening.
Well, how are they? How would they be fake? Would they be fake in terms of like
the? Well, I think maybe veneers. Maybe he was a little tan.
Yeah,
too tan.
Yeah,
which you Florida people might know about.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do enjoy a nice tan. Do you get pretty tan when you go back?
Home? Yeah, I need to get some color. I'm like a weird. I hate this. I look at my body.
Well, I think your forearms stay pretty tan, right?
Yeah, they do. And I think it's because I have like Robin Williams arms. I have like pre Robin Williams arms. You know. Yeah. The more talented I get, the more hair I'll grow on my arms.
That's good.
I always compare it to that. But I'm trying to get more color. I want to go up to Washington Heights and start playing basketball.
Oh yeah, then you get some color out in the sun. When's the next time you're going back to Florida?
I don't know. My parents are always like, come down. But, yeah. And like I love visiting them. I love being with my family. I'm a big like family person, but like
sure.
Spots, man. I want to give up spots.
When you go back home, though, do you have any opportunity to do comedy?
You know what? I really? Do, but like I'm home for like 2 days.
Yeah.
So like those are the two. Because in Florida, where I live in Florida, there's like no comedy immediately. Like in New York, you can get to a comedy club in like fucking 10 minutes if you know. But in Florida, I'd have to drive like 2-3 hours. So that's a whole, I got to leave at 5 o'clock to get there. And then I'll come back at like 1 a.m. Like my whole evening is gone.
Will you do stuff in Orlando? Is that really?
I'll go to Orlando. I'll go to Tampa. I'll go wherever I can get, you know, get the shows. But
did you ever go to St. Pete? You do some stuff down
St.
there?
St. Pete, yep.
Yeah.
And those are like long drives, you know. So. Yeah. And it's not even the dude. Another thing too. When I was in Florida, I was doing that grind, like driving 3 hours for comedy shows. I was falling asleep driving. I would like, dude. It was consistent, like multiple times a week. It was like I was like, I gotta get out of here,
dude. I've had that issue sometimes just driving, and I can only imagine. I mean, it happens for somebody who, you know, has to drive everywhere. But like, what do you do? What does a person do in a situation like that? Even blasting the music doesn't help.
I tried everything you can think of.
Like opening the windows doesn't really help.
I've tried opening the window.
Coffee.
Driving like 50 miles an hour with the window open, and putting my head out the window so that like the air hits me like fast, I've pulled over to like nap for like 5-10 minutes. I've tried blasting the music.
Do you successfully nap when you pull over like that though?
I've done it once. I'm scared to pull over on a highway.
Yeah,
I'd rather just sleep drive.
Yeah, that's safer. It's safer. Yeah, your body's like, all right, I kind of know where I'm going, right?
I'm taking
405 or whatever you're
exactly.
Thinking.
But I would
Florida Turnpike.
I would like. I noticed that as I would get sleepy, I would eventually come out of that. So I'm like, I think my body just needs to run the course of like, I'm just sleepy for like 10, 15 minutes.
It's really bad though. Like when I've had it too, it's terrible.
They say it's worse than drunk driving, right?
I can imagine. Drunk driving, you're locked in and you're having fun. Yeah.
Driving with your eyes closed is probably worse.
Did you guys have any crazy like house parties? Speaking of drunk driving, do you guys have any like crazy house parties down there?
Yeah. Oh man, I miss house parties. I do miss house parties.
Yeah, you know, being in the city, we really have that much. Like we just have like apartment parties when like parents were out of town.
A lot of excuse me's in the apartment parties.
How do you mean?
Get by here. There's no room. It's so cramped.
Yeah, true.
Know? But yeah, the house parties would be fun just because like, you know, the typical like movie shit. The parents are gone for the weekend and then you go and I mean, you could destroy someone's house, but I'm a good guy. I never made messes and stuff. I was like picking up solo cups.
I never understood that, dude.
Yeah.
The people who go to parties like that and just destroy the house, throwing vases and like stabbing the artwork on the wall.
Dude, that's fucking nuts, man. Florida, people are crazy in Florida though. Like there's this thing in Florida where it's just like, they feed off of each other. You know, like one person does something crazy, another one does a crazier thing, and they just keep going until there's like a guy on bath salts eating somebody.
Were there a lot of your friends have pools down there?
Pools are very popular in Florida. I mean, that's like a big reason to move to Florida. Like people who move to Florida and get houses in Florida do because you want a pool or you want to live next to like a golf course or whatever.
Yeah, and you could, and it really also depends. There's also so many different arrays of pools and golf courses.
Yeah, sure, I have friends
one for like probably like $5,000 or $100,000, and then the cheap golf course expensive. Yeah. You had friends what?
I had friends who had like who were in apartments and stuff as well. But even the apartments had pools. You know, like pools are just all over the place in Florida. So, and if you don't have a pool in your house, then you get like a stand-in pool, like a one of those pools that are.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Did you have beach parties or anything?
We would have
graduation on the
beach. Yeah, we would have like birthday. Oh, on the beach. We did a few like bonfire parties, which I'm not a beach guy.
Really?
Dude, I'm not a beach guy.
You just don't like sand or what?
That's exactly right. I don't like the sand. That shit gets in my toes. And then you get in a car and then there's sand.
Yeah,
like,
that's an annoying part. Dude, you gotta take the towel.
I'm not a beach. I like the beach if like, you know, I'm getting some color from the sun. And like, I'm like doing something active because then I'm like, all right, well, I'm like doing a workout and like getting some color. So I'm like working on my physique. Also, I like to be in the water. That's fun. But the sand and the beach, like that stuff, like you can't escape that.
Are there a lot of sharks down there?
New Smyrna is the shark bite capital of the world.
No.
That's a fact.
For real?
Yeah, shark bite.
Cackle. And there really aren't that many shark bites on record.
That's not bad.
That many times a year.
Yeah.
It's like under 100 for show.
Yeah. I think.
You know anyone who got bit by a shark?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. It's like to even name it the shark bite capital of the world is like,
relax, it's like on the license plate.
Yeah. No, really. Shark and that's like, capital. It's a characteristic of that, of the city. So we're the shark bite capital of the world.
But I think maybe more so with climate change and such, sharks are coming closer to the land, which I don't really understand. Like why would that affect climate change or whatever? But you'll see like the overhead shot and then there's just a whole school of sharks and things like that. Yeah. I would be more afraid of that than snakes, bro. Getting back to the beginning of the episode. I don't know why. Where have you seen snakes? I guess in like your friend's backyards and stuff.
My backyard.
Your backyard. But your dad probably just handles that.
Yep. But I still fucking freak out. One time, and I was a grown man when this happened, I was like, when the COVID pandemic hit, I was helping my dad out with like the pest control company. So I was like working with my dad and like we were doing a house and he like came around the corner and I didn't hear him, but I thought it was a snake. And so like I didn't spray him. I screamed. I went, and my dad's like, it's just me. And I was like, I thought you were a snake.
Wait, but are there poisonous snakes? Or
I don't even know, dude. Yeah, the fact that they just move like that fucking scares the shit out of me. Well, because
also you don't know what their next move is. At least like other animals, you know that they're going like that. Snakes are like,
Yeah.
And they'll go under, get your neck.
Yeah, yeah. And I never know what they're feeling like eating today.
That's true.
I don't know if snakes are like, yo, you ever have Puerto Rican?
Did you have any pets that were like in the backyard, like handling rats or things like that?
We got dogs.
Oh, okay.
We got little Cavapoos, we got Bella and Milo, two little Cavapoos.
That's cute.
But that was for the picture.
Oh, okay. Can you send it? Yeah, send it then. Send it. You're popping up right there.
Yeah, boom. No, but they're cute. They I know, I just fucking did that.
No, yeah, pop it up. All good.
Two little dogs. We had a Doberman Pinscher before, had a little mini Doberman Pinscher. Her name was Coco, and she did not listen.
Dobermans are usually enormous, are they not?
Yeah, this one was a mini Doberman. That's like a breed. They're like literally mini.
So, but are their features huge?
They're literally Dobermans, but they're just this big.
Okay, I can see that.
A mini, it's just a mini Doberman Pinscher. And she chased the neighbor's daughter, like traumatized her. So we had to like. We gave her to my grandma. We gave her to my grandma.
Yeah. Oh, so your grandma lives in Florida too.
Yeah, yeah.
Your whole family's down there, kind of in that same area.
A lot of them. I still have family here.
Yeah, what family members are up here?
I've got cousins here, and then my titi lives here. Before I moved to New York, I came up here in between summers for college, and I came up here for a month, and I stayed with my titi in Washington Heights.
What's a titi? Grandma?
I almost said titi. It's my aunt.
Oh,
it's my aunt.
Like tita.
Tia, yeah.
Yeah,
so Puerto Ricans, we say titi, but the rest of the Latino community say tia. And then, but it's your aunt.
But tia in Spanish is aunt, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We just have, the Puerto Ricans have like a whole different type of Spanish, which I don't know that one either. I don't know Spanish. I hate that. I hate not knowing. People talk to me in Spanish and Arabic, but I don't know Spanish.
Do your parents speak Spanish?
Yeah.
So why don't you know it? Especially since you were such a good student.
Yeah, because where we grew up, there was no one else like really speaking Spanish, so there was no need to like teach it to us.
Well, were they speaking Spanish to you or no?
They were speaking about us in Spanish.
Oh, right. That's probably why they didn't want to teach it to you.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I think it was just like, my mom doesn't speak it. She understands it, and you know, you can communicate with my mom in Spanish, but she doesn't like speak it fluently. My dad speaks it fluently. And so they should have taught it to us. I want my kids to speak Spanish.
What about in school?
School, I took Spanish class, but you know, you only learn so much from like 2 or 3 years of, you know, high school Spanish.
Yes.
And honestly, I should have continued it in college. That's a huge regret I have. I should have continued it in college.
Med school classes.
Yeah, but I had all the med school classes.
Wait, so what was your major in college?
They like made up a major. It's like pre-health management information and policy. I swear to God.
Oh, you mean
you're PHIM. All right. Dude, it's part of like, it's, you know how like every major is attached to a school at the university? This one was attached to the med school. So they specified it for like going to med school. So it was really like in depth with that.
When did you realize you didn't want to go to med school?
I started hitting me sophomore, junior year of college.
because that's when, like, freshman year of college, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a doctor. And then I also started, like, looking at comedy and started, like, I started writing sketches and stuff. But I was still like, oh, I'll probably be a doctor. And then that's kind of, like, sophomore year, I started questioning it. And I was like, I don't know if this is, I think I love comedy more.
Yeah, dude. College is, I feel like, so difficult because we're spending so much money and so many sacrifices go into college. And being that age, dude, we just really don't have any. From 18 to what, 22?
Yeah.
Like, do we really even know what is good?
You know what's crazy too is like a lot of us, like when we started college, like we go into college with our like major planned out and everything, and then you meet someone who's like an exploratory major, and you're like, you don't know what you want to do. Do you remember that? Or is that like I look back on myself. I didn't say anything, obviously, but you know, I wasn't like mean to stuff people like that. But I would have a thought in the back of my head. I was like, you're an exploratory major? Like, you don't know what you want to do yet? Isn't that crazy?
Even for me to pick journalism was like, do I really like, do I know? Like,
yeah,
I was like, I was doing sociology just because it was probably the easiest. Then I was thinking maybe communications, but then it was too hard. Then I was taking poli sci classes. I was like, this is the hardest thing I've ever taken. Then I was like,
yeah, dude.
Some of these math classes, I was just like, what is for me? You know, and you don't know when you're freaking 18, 19.
I wanted
years
to
old.
Drop out of college junior year.
Whoa.
Because by junior year, I was like, I'm doing comedy. I'm going to be a comedian. This is what I want to spend my time doing. I like, because with same thing with basketball and like being a doctor, that was stuff that I only did when I had to do it. Like, I wasn't putting in my own time to do it. Like with comedy, we write our jokes outside of the comedy club, because we care about getting better. Like, we're obsessed with comedy and stuff. But like, and with basketball, the kids who like really want to play basketball for real, they're going to practice all day, every single day. And that wasn't me. I would make myself practice because like Kobe Bryant said I had to. It wasn't because I had a burning passion in my heart. And the same thing with medicine. Like, I wasn't like obsessed with, I wasn't like following medical like pages on, I was just going to be a doctor because I was like, that's a good profession.
What does your older brother do?
He's still in Florida. He like helps my dad out with the pest control company.
So he potentially is going to take it over.
Yeah. Right now my dad's good. You know, he's able to run the company still. So,
right.
But, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens with who runs. Cause I don't know. I don't know if any of us really need to like run the pest control company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see though. That's a very interesting.
Yeah. Cause dude, that was my kind of trajectory for a moment. Like, dude, I worked for my dad's company for 6.5 years before I started to know what I wanted to do full time.
Did you get paid when you worked for your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I paid like just a couple, I got some like cash.
Oh yeah. Well, did you live at home though?
Yeah. I worked for my dad in high school. Like, I worked for my dad like while I was doing, cause I wanted to get like a real job while I was doing like the IB classes and everything. But I don't know why, but I didn't get accepted. Like, I didn't, like, I applied to like Panera and like Publix and grocery store and stuff like that.
How'd you not get accepted? No offense.
Dude,
you not?
I don't know.
Would they be like, all right, make a tuna fish sandwich? Like, how do they
know? It wasn't
you?
Even that. Like, yeah, really. How do they know? Maybe because I had no experience.
Oh, right. Ugh, I was all these jobs want you to have a 4-year degree. Well, yeah, you probably didn't have any.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Any special notes? Lost it at 15.
Hey. I'm banging the cheerleader, dude.
I didn't. So in high school, I just worked with my dad because I still wanted to like make some money, you know, because a lot of my friends had jobs and I was very jealous. Like, I had one friend who she like worked at Dunkin' Donuts as a, in high school, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, she's like, I gotta go to work after this. I'm like, oh, that's so cool, you have a job.
Well, what kind of stuff were you and your friends doing with that money though at that particular time when you were in high school?
I just stacked my shit, bro. I just stacked my money.
What'd you end up spending it on?
Nothing.
If you haven't, or if you did,
I don't know. I spent it on like
nonsense.
If we go to the movies, I'm like, well, I'm getting a large popcorn.
Large popcorn and slushy. And
yeah, like, I really, like, if I was in relationships, like, I'm, a lover boy. Like, I really like being romantic. So I spent a lot of my money on, like, just, like, time with girls.
That's nice.
You know, good dates.
But when, since stuff. When are you recently single? Within, like, the last
seven
months?
Seven, eight months ago.
And how long was that
7 months and 14 days. And
How long was that relationship?
That was 4 years.
Whoa.
That was 4 years.
And she was this long distance or
she just wasn't laughing at my jokes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. I can get rid of her too.
No, it was we were both in New York.
But you've only been here for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I've been here for two so we met in college, and then we stayed together through college, and then I moved up here, and then she came up here to go to law school. So like worked out, and then the relationship just didn't work out. You know, like I still love her. You know, she's an amazing person.
Right. It's just like two freaking very different paths. Yeah. Man. And especially like the long grind of like comedy and like becoming successful in comedy. Yeah. Takes a few years. And then also being a lawyer, just like everything is like, and then this, and then this, and then you start working at that law firm. And it's very like predictable when comedy's not.
Yeah. And honestly, like I watched like a clip of Nate Bargatze giving advice to like young comedians. It's like an Instagram clip or whatever. And he said something about like, don't have a girlfriend. And like, ever since I watched that, like
starting
starting out or whatever, but like ever since I saw that clip, cause I was in the relationship with her, when I saw it, it just like stayed in the back of my head. I was like, don't have a girlfriend. And so I was like, oh man. But now that I'm out of the relationship, like I have to admit, like, I'm so much more in the comedy scene. Cause when I was in a relationship, it's easy to be like, all right, I did the show. Now I'm going to go back home rather than go hang out at another club or whatever.
Not even like done the show. It's like you did it last week. And now this Friday and Saturday is for the girlfriend, you know, Friday you did the show Saturday.
Bro, a lot of last minute spots. Like a lot of like, yo, can you come do the spot tonight in like 2 hours? Like a lot of that shit. Like, there'd be times I'd be with my girlfriend. I'd be like, I'm on a date, or you know, we had this planned, so I can't do it. You know, so a lot of like those last minute opportunities you just like lose when you're like in a relationship with someone because you're like with them, and it's like tonight was for us. You know,
and they definitely wouldn't understand that too if you just like bail last minute.
Yeah, well, I just would feel the guilt. It wasn't even so much that I would just feel guilt of like, yeah, like she got ready, I got ready. And also like I liked doing that stuff. I like, if like let's say her and I went to like a music festival or whatever, and then they hit me up last minute to do a show and I said no to the show, I'd be like, but I want to enjoy the music festival. It's not like, oh, I hate that I'm rejecting comedy. Like I like doing things, but like when you're in that grind, you have to go do comedy. And so when you have like the girlfriend and you're in a relationship, it can be like, it can kind of pull you away from like what you need to focus on. At least that's my experience.
No, well, I think I agree with you.
Easily distracted.
But especially since like you being at the age that you're at right now too, it's just like, you got to kind of be lasered in, bro. And that's kind of even, I'm like, you know, I'm definitely a few years older than you. And I feel that way a little bit sometimes too.
Yeah.
You know,
if I meet like a cute girl, I'm like, I can't like get invested in this because my mind will just switch. I'll start thinking about like, I'd like to take her on a date. Maybe we do this. And then it turns into like, let me talk to her. And I don't know. I just start thinking of like what I should say when I text her. And like slowly that becomes like a part of my.
Consumes you.
Yeah. Right, consumes you. And then I was like, oh, I haven't thought about my joke in a minute. I haven't thought about what I'm working on, or if like I'm writing a pilot, or if I'm like trying to produce a show, like that stuff becomes secondary. Cause I like girls a lot. I like being, I'm straight as fuck. I love love. And so like, if I have a girl that I'm talking to, I enjoy that a lot. So it's kind of like, I'm disciplining myself to like hold off on that for now.
And bro, they'll always be there.
I know.
They'll always be there, you know? And, and if they won't always be there, like the one will always be there. That's for sure.
I know. And you can
meet
myself that too.
Yeah. Like you can meet her next week. You know, it'll be a slow, steady burn, which is good for both of you.
Yeah.
Or you meet her in 3 years and it'll be slow, steady burn. Or you could get right into it.
Yeah. You gotta be patient, man.
I think that's everything. That's especially in the industry where
I was talking to my friend a couple of days ago, because she was telling me, she was like, I don't know if I'm gonna find anybody. She's like my age.
Comic?
Yeah. She's like, I don't know if I'm ever gonna find anybody. I'm like, you totally will. Like, she's a pretty girl and like you're funny and like you're cool and like you're on top of your shit. Like, it's not like you're not ambitious or anything. Like, you know, you're independent, and like you'll find a guy that's gonna match up with that like beautifully. But she's like in a phase right now. She's like, I don't think I will. Like, I think I turn guys off. I'm like, just be patient. Just like live your life, do what you have to do, and you'll attract that energy. You'll attract those people. Yeah. You know, when you're like so desperate to like find someone, it's like kind of a turnoff. So just hold on. Like, just be patient. Focus on your goals now, and then that guy will come. You know.
Or if you're talking about you and I, that girl will come. Julian, dude, this is a freaking great episode. Julian Maldonado, hilarious comic, bro. Before we get out of here, we're going to pop up your Instagram. Let us know if you have anything exciting coming up. This will be up on Thursday, so 2 days from now. Let us know if you got anything coming up. Please shoot it down the tube.
Oh, fuck, I got to read my...
tomorrow I'm getting lunch with my cousin. No, I'm just kidding.
Wednesday. Well, yeah, you catch him on the Upper West Side with his cousin.
I got the, do you know the Gaff show? GAF. I'm doing the Gaff show.
Tell them where it's at.
It's
and where we can get
tickets. Fucking Gaff West. It's Gaff West. I just have like a couple shows, dude. Gaff.
Should we check your Instagram, dude, and you'll let us know?
This literally says Monday show. This literally says Monday show. That's how unorganized I am.
But if we check your Instagram, we'll know, right?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Beautiful. Julian Maldonado. Bro, what an episode. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Peace.